It has been a while since I've gotten personal. And I think the time has come for me to do just that. I've been updating you around the time I started this podcast about my ministerial journey. Well, this journey has taken a very happy and, I'll say rewarding, I'll also say humbling, turn. I've had an opportunity, and I'm going to have this opportunity for the next 4 months or so, to share a sermon at a church that's 40 minutes away from Kansas City. It's in the city of Camden, and it's a very, very small church. For this edition of the podcast, I wanted to share with you about my experience to start with, and for the second segment, share with you about a project that, would you believe, my wife suggested I should start. And it is a book. The first book in a couple of years, I think. Well, anyway, I'm going to get personal on my journey as well as a book project for this edition of the New Directions podcast, and we'll get going with those on the other side of this break.
What was behind the beard? Now you can find out, as I tell all in my new autobiography. I grew up in the cotton fields of South Alabama, but I dreamed of being at the top of the gospel music charts, and those dreams came true. Then I dreamed that the Oak Ridge Boys could make it in country music, and we did. My 50 years with the Oaks have been quite a ride, and it's all in my book. You can get your deluxe hardcover copy on Amazon or at WilliamLeeGoldenBook.com. And at WilliamLeeGoldenBook.com, you can also get an autographed copy. I'd love to sign one just for you. And I hope you enjoy reading about my life as much as I've enjoyed living it.
Camden, Missouri is literally a small town. It has the small town feel. Before I had gone to fill in as guest speaker for this last Sunday morning, I did a little bit of research. And I found that the population wasn't really my definition of a small town. It was similar to where we live here in Riverside. The population of Camden was in the 4,000s. But when we arrived at the church last Sunday, the church was literally very, very small. The congregational size was but 6. And we only had 5 of those 6 to join Gayla and me. The 5 were regular congregational members, plus a piano player. What made this a new experience for me was this. The fact that for the first time in the times I've gotten up in front of people to be a part of the worship service, that I had the service basically to myself. I had never had anything like that. There was no bulletin, nothing like that. We were with my sermon thrown in, basically winging it, which isn't too bad. God is a God of surprise. Well, it turned out very, very well. Had the opportunity to kind of spread my wings a little bit as a lay speaker starting out. I shared a sermon with them that I had shared previously on this very broadcast. in 2020 when we had all the fun. One of my sermons was The Way We Look at Love. It was my sermon that had, as its base scripture, the love chapter, 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Kayla was nice enough to read this for us. I did not ask her. She stepped in. And she made things quite a bit smoother by doing that. And I cannot thank her enough for that. This is going to be an experience that will be repeated 4 more times. March, April, May, and June. Third Sunday of the month. There are a combination of people from the district of the United Methodist Church that are taking their opportunities to share with these folks. And that's going to be happening, as I said, until the end of June. People from different walks of life are taking their opportunities. This has been a very enjoyable time. I came into this very nervous because I wasn't sure how it was going to go. But thankfully, it actually turned out very, very well, and I found myself feeling at home in a place I had never personally been before. Before I even wanted to do this, I thought of Camden as the home of one Richard Sturban, but that's Camden, New Jersey. So that's a far cry, of course. But this is something that I feel more and more like God was very definitely calling me to do this. And it has been, up to now, a very worthwhile experience. And I will even throw in the word humbling. Because when you're in a position like this, you feel a lot of humility knowing what you're doing. And I believe more and more that in 2017... when this call did happen, that the time had come to be a part of it. And I am very, very glad I did something like that. I think a lot about the journey that happened on the way to this. And it's one thing that I'm finding myself very grateful. Grateful that the journey has happened. I would be lying if I said if I was grateful for the things that have gone wrong. That will never, ever be the case. But I'm thankful that's happened. I'm going to close the segment, bringing back the Oaks with the American Dream. Just a second here. Here be the boys. Well, they moved away from the farms they did not own to live happily ever after on the alone. The future was looking bright.
There's chicken in every pot, even when times were lean. We thought everybody had a shot at the American dream. Every mother was supposed to look like Donna Reed. Father knew what was best for you and me. Our lives were etched on 8 millimeter frames as we grew up in houses that all looked the same. There was trouble on the other side of town. It was a time when people began to stand their ground. Arm in arm they stood as they cried, "Let freedom ring." Everybody wanted to share the American dream. Dream on!
When I was on vacation with my folks last year, I played this song, and my mom gave me some advice. She said, "Do not stop. Listen close and keep on going. Don't ever, ever, ever let that happen. Let the dream, people say the dream is gone." I'm probably paraphrasing, but this is advice that I'm very definitely going to listen to. I will give you details before the end of this show about how that's going to continue. But on the other side of this break, I have a book project I wanted to tell you about. Going pretty well, working a few through writer's blocks, and it's an idea that I didn't come up with, but my wife, bless her heart, did. I'll talk about it right after this. He's on a brand new tour. He's bringing a lot of guests with him. He's bringing a lot of number one hits with him as well. The date is Friday night, August the 23rd. He is coming to T-Mobile Center. His name is Dierks Bentley. There are limited seats available at the T-Mobile Center box office and also through Ticketmaster. Once again, Friday night, August the 23rd, T-Mobile Center, Kansas City, Missouri. Chase Rice will open at 7 o'clock, and then the man himself, Mr. Dierks Bentley. New tour. Be there. I've been working on a very special book project. And this was a project that's special because I didn't come up with the idea for this. My wife, Gayla, absolutely did. She suggested putting a book together of sermons that I have preached. It was mainly going to be that, but it has evolved to sermons that I have yet to preach. The goal right now is to come up with 20 titles. As of now, my number is 13, with number 14 getting set to go pretty soon. I've got some ideas that I'm looking into. One idea may end up having its debut in Camden at some point. But I've come up, as I said, with 13 of them. I have the three that I have done at my former church in Shawnee. I have one I wanted to do in 2020, but ran out of time. I have one that I almost was able to do. One that I wrote for a class I was in. Along with 1, 2, 3, 4 that I have done thus far at Fabian and Gladstone. I've come up also with a couple of ideas, a couple of original ones. One that I think will work for Mother's Day. It's called An Alternative from Mom's Kitchen. Along with Be Real, which was the first one after the ones I've done at Shawnee and Gladstone. And I finished one that's going to be a part of a series at Christmas time called How Could You Know? How could you know what was going to happen? But it has been quite a project, and I'm going to take a moment right now to share this with you. God, I think, has been working on me. My mom has sung a song in church, and I've heard it on Christian radio as well, called He's Still Working on Me. And I believe, even at this point, 56 years of age, that he is. I don't know what kind of plans he has in mind with regard to this new journey, but I know he put me on this, me and Gayla both on this for a reason. Because I think in a way the journey not only involves the person called, but the person's family as well. And it's going to be very, very good, I do believe. And I am finally getting some satisfaction knowing that I am very, very close to a goal I've wanted for a long time. That is a definite and never-ending thanks be to God. I'd put that on the same vein as meeting the Oak Ridge Boys in 2005. It's one of those where I find myself even saying now, I'm not going to be able to thank God enough. And I realize that I won't. It's one of those deals where I think God had been working on me and my, for lack of a better phrase, attitude. Seeing things that really since 2020 have not changed for good. They have, in fact, changed the other direction. A negative new direction at that. And I had a chance to share this with a messenger friend of mine. When I played this song and sent him the video, he told me when he listened to it, he was in tears all the way through. I want us, as I close this segment, to listen very carefully to the words that Reba McEntire is about ready to sing. And I think we would all agree very deeply. The time has come for the world to find its way back to God. We are, in fact, without the comma, folks, one nation under God. Here's Reba with Back to God.
This world back to God. If you like giving up, has your heart been broken? All your kids okay? Will they come home safe? Do you lie there hoping?
Eternal God, open our eyes to the world the way you see it. Help us to feel your assurance that this still is a wonderful world. But open our eyes to the world that really does feel the hurt right now. The hurt that comes when you don't know, when we don't know you. Help us to reach out on your behalf and help us to open their eyes so that they could see the world the same way you do as well. Help us to do everything possible within our own ways and means to give this world back to you. Thank you for Reba's words. Thank you for opening our eyes to them. And may all this be pleasing to you. It's in your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We'll be right back. This is Terry Runyon with the New Directions Podcast with a very, very special announcement. We are hashtag KC Strong. We woke up as champions, expecting to celebrate a day in triumph. Instead, February 14th will be remembered for its tragedy. This moment is an opportunity to turn our collective outrage into action. This is why together the Chiefs and the United Way are creating a special emergency fund to support our community in the efforts to heal and become more resilient in the wake of these horrific events. Riverside Red X will donate 100% of sales of our specially marked cookies. Cost of product and labor is paid for by Red X. You know where your money is going and help support KC Strong. Please buy those cookies. The families affected by the events of Valentine's Day would be greatly appreciated, and you'll be very glad that you did. Next time here on the New Directions Podcast, it's going to be another special day. Next week, I'm going to be meeting with the Missouri Methodist Church Board of Ordained Ministers. And I think what's going to end up happening is I'm going to come out of that meeting with a certificate officially becoming a certified lay speaker. And I'm going to share a lot of feelings I'm going to be having at that time, I'm pretty sure. Something I've looked forward to for a very long time. And on the other side of that one, for the second segment, the game plan is going to be to make a special musical announcement that's going to start happening in March here on this podcast. It's a return of something I did not have last year. Hint, it has to do with music. We'll talk about it next time here on the podcast. A lot of good things are happening, and I guess I needed to open my eyes a little bit more to really see that they are. And I needed to organize myself and not feel like I have to get everything done in one fell swoop. I'm feeling more energetic. I'm feeling a lot more alive. And things are going, I would say, for the most part, very well. And when the door does officially open to be a certified lay speaker, I'm already excited about it. I really am. And I think it's going to be a special time, and we'll just see what happens as we go along. On that note, that's going to wind things up for this edition of the New Directions Podcast. Thank you for being with me as always. We will see you next week after the meeting with the Board of Ordained Ministers. Until then, my wife is going to be having a birthday very soon. Our Get Us Out of Here song will be my way of saying happy birthday here on the podcast. Her favorite singers, they are the Brothers Osborne, and it ain't my fault. To get us out of here, guys, happy birthday, dear.